Hey, this is Flying Ryan, the official rider of the El Bandito Yankee Pro Stock Motorcycle, and we are on the road with Dane from WGN.
720 WGN, typically high atop Chicago Skyline Studio here at the epicenter of the racing world. It is the U.S. Nationals. It is the big go, and the guy riding the El Bandito Yankee Pro Stock Motorcycle is the one and only Flying Ryan. Flying Ryan, it's go time.
That's right. We are here at the big go at the U.S. Nationals here at Lucas Oil Raceway, Indianapolis, and we are thrilled to be here. You cannot walk off this property without seeing El Bandito around every single corner. We've blown it up here better than we've done in the past of any of the racing I think we've been to, because this track has been so accommodating with us. We've been the official tequila of Indy Raceway Park all year long, and we're really showing the fans here in Indiana what it's like to be a Bandito, and let's get ready to go down the track here in a few hours with some fast times and a couple shots of El Bandito afterwards, right?
NHRA is always a party. You guys bring the party as well. Talk a little bit about, for people who are familiar with it, watch it on Fox, but don't necessarily, maybe haven't been here at this particular race, this particular event, the Super Bowl of the sport. Talk a little bit about the unique vibe.
Yeah, it's definitely not like every other race. I mean, this race literally starts, the competitors start loading in the beginning of the week, Sunday and Monday. They had a sportsman dinner that we entertained the other night. They had 2,000 people attend the sportsman dinner. You know, El Bandito had a booth set up there, and that was just to kick the week off with, hey, this is happening, we're here, we're going to be here all week. You know, then the race continues to go on, and you start to have the fans flooding the gates and camping out for, you know, the entire, you know, weekend that we're here, and it is extremely hot. So now you have these dedicated fans that are out here that I seen a window air shoved in the side of an 85 Chevy van out on the property, and the guy's just having the best time of his life. And you know, we're so lucky that this track is doing what it's doing. It's investing in the sport. Next year they have a gigantic remodel happening on this facility, and you're going to see this track that already hosts the world's largest drag race to get even bigger and even better.
Yeah, this track is, of course, El Bandito Yankee in full effect here. You were part instrumental in bringing El Bandito Yankee into this state, Indiana, a state so synonymous with racing. Indy 500, you've got the Brickyard 400, you've got all the things that happen here at Lucas. Talk a little bit about that, the satisfaction, right, from a couple years ago when you first joined up with El Bandito to now you can't go 10 feet without seeing a logo.
Yeah, you know, I grew up in Lafayette, Indiana. I'm a Hoosier, you know, a Boilermaker, a Hoosier, you know. There's definitely more than corn in Indiana. There's now tequila, you know. And the race fans, you know, they come out here to have a good time. This is all about providing a big show and a good time for everybody that's a supporter of drag racing and racing in general to come out here on this wonderful holiday weekend and have a great time, have an experience that's kind of unforgettable that they can really say, you know, wow, that race was phenomenal. You know, we got to be right there with Flying Ryan, with Tony Stewart, with Leah, with Angel, and you know, you get to actually be right here and part of the camp. So for me, being you know, this was a dream of mine to be part of this sport, and now to have a great company like El Bandito behind me and the support of all my other fellow Hoosiers that are out there. It's awesome. It's a great feeling.
Talk a little bit about the racing out there on the most beautiful bike in all of motorsports, right? And so you're going to be out there again, you mentioned it, with all the biggest stars of racing as well. On the track, how are things looking?
Things are looking good. We've been working really hard. We took a couple races off because we're, you know, been working on our program. This sport itself isn't like other forms of racing. You know, if you get behind, you got 200 more laps to catch him back up because I had to make a pit stop. You know, our race is over in 6.5 seconds. If you're in a top fuel car, it's over in 3.5 seconds. Everything has to be spot on and absolutely perfect for that time that you do spend on the track. So it's like a preparation for a launch and, you know, to the moon. Crews and teams of people and scientists spend weeks and months developing and working on technologies to make our vehicle perform better, and then it comes down to the moment of launch and everything better be right because you only get one shot. So that's the sport that we love and live, and it's great to be a part of, but it's very challenging and takes a really strong network of people that are strong-willed to persevere the challenges that come up.
fastest sport in the world on its biggest stage here for the Big Go. And Ryan, of course, people are going to enjoy on FS1. They're going to watch it here in person, thousands and thousands of people. For those people who want to catch up with you, and of course, everything happened with El Bandito, where's the place they can go?
Now everything is shifted onto elbandito.com. You're going to have a racing link on the top of the page to click on. You'll be able to look at all the racing venues that we're part of, whether it's the offshore boat racing, Rico Brew and his Outlaw Sprint Series, and Derek Thorne in our NASCAR-like series that we run in. We have a lot of different sports that we're involved in, and you're going to be able to check it all out there on elbandito.com.
Yeah, and check around all across Indiana and some of the surrounding towns as well. So not only all that action here happening at Indy and at Lucas Raceway for that, but also all around Indianapolis. So many events, one thing in common, El Bandito Yankee, of course, and with Flying Ryan as well. So Ryan, good luck on the track. Thanks for everything that you're doing. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
All I can say is everybody get ready to break out the Bandito, because at the Indy 500 they break out milk. We're going to be breaking out bottles of El Bandito here at U.S. Nationals.